Congressman, have you respond to that? Yeah. Negotiating in a religious way?
I think that he is right to a great extent. And it's not like we're making this up. The Iranians have said over and over, we're the great Satan, we're the great evil. They're going to wipe Israel off of the face of the earth. And in the Middle Eastern culture, it is looked upon with very high regard to get the best deal possible no matter what it takes, and that includes lying. That's one reason that these Gulf states like to work with the United States, because we're honest and transparent, and we have laws that we have to live by. Even in the business world, they like doing business with us as opposed to their partners or even the communist Chinese to some extent, because they like doing business with people that are honest and open and transparent and forthright. So that is a, I would say, an underpinning to these negotiations. Once again, if you're willing to blow yourself up and commit suicide in order to blow up other people, you are not a rational person. And that's who you're dealing with when you're dealing with the Iranians.
Are you saying all Middle East countries are this way, willing to lie in negotiations?
It is part of the Middle Eastern culture to get the best deal that you can. When you're arguing, whether you're at the marketplace arguing over buying vegetables or buying shoes in the marketplace, to do anything that you can to get the best deal. Yeah, that's part of Middle Eastern culture. Yeah.
What evidence
they like to barter there. So try going into the store here, you know, into a Vons or Safeway and trying to barter for your food. But they still do that in the Middle East, and they try to get the best deal. The shop owner will say whatever he or she has to in order to sell something, and people barter back and forth and try to get the best deal for each other. And I think Iran is the epitome of that, because they have lied over and over and over. They are liars. The Iranian government are lie all the time. So why trust him now? Again, I ask, why trust him now?
Are you speaking from personal experience, talking about all Middle East countries?
From personal experience. So I would say not necessarily all Middle Eastern countries. I know that's a big generalization. They do business different than we do business in the West. They have markets, they like to barter, and they like to do whatever they can and say whatever they can to get the best deal. Yeah, absolutely.